Greetings. Today I'm in Mijas, Spain, teaching at the G42 Leadership Academy. This is a week of prophetic training. I just finished a great weekend in Lisbon, Portugal. God is doing fresh things in Portugal. I'm back in Portugal next week after my time of training the hungry G42 students in Spain. I'm expecting God testimonies. Jesus was the red heifer, the body of Christ, offered outside the camp for all so that we could become the bride of Christ. The body of Christ is bone of Jesus' bones and flesh of his flesh. Jesus gave his life fully so that he could sanctify us with the water of his testimony, word, and present us to himself as a wife without spot, blemish, wrinkle, or any such thing. Ephesians 5:25-32. We are being sanctified in our journey of life to fulfill our purpose in Christ. Numbers 19:12. He shall purify himself with the water on the third day and on the seventh day, and then he will be clean. But if he does not purify himself on the third day and on the seventh day, he will not be clean. We are clothed in Christ, and we are growing in the testimony of being joined to him and joined to one another in this body of life. It is a progressive reality of our sanctification in a body filled with his presence. We must identify as a member of the body of Christ in order to experience the blessings of being part of the body of Christ. What things must we do to enforce the sprinkling of the blood and experience the washing of the pure water of the Holy Spirit working in our lives? Hebrews 10:19-25. Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he consecrated for us through the veil, that is, his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much more as we see the day approaching. Our bodies washed with pure water is the work of God's Spirit and Word in our lives. This sanctification in Christ is the true testimony of the water containing the ashes of the red heifer. The shed blood of Jesus gives us access to the blood of the new covenant, the empowering grace of the Holy Spirit in our lives. We sprinkle the water by holding fast the confession of our hope without wavering. We must encourage one another for this cause and the testimony of Christ. We can only hold fast to our confession by depending upon the faithfulness of God. It is the faithfulness of God in one another that encourages and empowers one another to remain strong in Christ. We are washed with the pure water when we seek to stimulate one another with love and to love. Our love towards one another is evidence of being part of the body of Christ. We do not judge one another according to the flesh, but according to who we are in Christ. The life that we live is a life of faith towards God in Christ. We must seek to stimulate one another with and for good works. Those works are the external testimony of our faith towards God and towards one another. We experience the washing of the pure water when we come together. We must make seeking to come together as of the most importance in our lives. We cannot experience the washing of the pure water by isolating from one another. We must come together as often as we can to encourage one another as members of the body of Christ. We do this especially as we see the day approaching. The approaching day is the seventh day, the perfection of our lives. It is the day of the full harvest of our destiny. It's not merely an event in the future, but a testimony of the increasing perfection of Christ in our lives. Surely the enemy will seek to distract us from these things in our lives. If the enemy can distract us, we will be altered from our course of our destiny in Christ. We must stay the course and be true to who we really are. We are members of the body of Christ and members of one another in Christ. Blessings. Ted J. Hansen.